a very good evening to you. Welcome along to Sweet and Swing once again here on Mike's Radio as we head pell-mell into 2023. Goodness. And what do we have for you this evening? Well, we'll be carrying on with a bit of sweets, a bit more of our Gracie, of course, a classic gold standard, naturally. And we'll begin with the Beguine. Begin the Beguine. That's a good way to begin the programme, as it were. How are we all? I hope you survived the festivities one way or another as we get into that sort of darkest time of the year. At least for me. I don't know how it is for you. But I always struggle with that post-Christmas blues bit. Maybe it's just my age, I don't know. I have no problem with the run-up towards Christmas. In fact, I positively enjoy it. Sometimes seem to get a bit too busy, but I enjoy the lights and the razzmatazz and the prezzies. I love singing carols. I love seeing friends I might only see once or twice a year, maybe, if they're over for Christmas and family and such like. I like the food. I like the prezzies. I like the whole tradition of Christmas. I like the cooking, etc., etc. And then there's that weird limbo in between, isn't there? It's very strange because you don't know what day it is, because you're all sort of, everything's not quite the way it is. A lot of things aren't open in the way they are. So that time between Christmas and New Year, Christmas Crimbo Limbo, as it's happily known now, always a bit odd. And then New Year comes and goes, and make of that what you will. And then, back to normal again. And I could then skip quite happily to spring. I know a lot of people go away, which is a very good idea, I think, if you can afford to do it, and disappear off somewhere sunny or different. Otherwise, it's a bit of a drudge, I always find, because it's a long way until spring. On the Isle of Man, it's going to be at least April, perhaps, before we're going to see any really better temperatures, bigger temperatures. March, as we know, you can sometimes get the worst snows of the year in March on the Isle of Man. Mind you, you could get them any time of the year, the way the weather seems to be these days, global warming or otherwise. And January and February, do they have any redeeming features? The only one I can think of is Burns Night, which is a good excuse after you've had a few weeks to recover to have another blowout, fuelled by whiskey and haggis, and see a few friends. Might be totally different for you. You might love January and February. Anyway, whichever way, we'll try and keep things going as best we can with some great music, as we always do here on Sweet and Swing, from long ago and far away, from the 20s, 30s, 40s, up to the 50s. Might occasionally touch something in the 60s, I don't know, but most of the music is of that era, which was enjoyed most, I would say, during the swing era of the late 20s, 30s and into the 40s, I would guess. And nostalgia as well from that time. All welcome. All ticks the boxes. And if you've got anything you'd like to hear, as we always say, get in touch. Paul was in touch last week. Lovely to hear from you, to say you enjoyed the show. Thank you for listening. Always a pleasure. We do our best. Anything you'd like to hear, though, drop us a line. howardcaine@manxradio.com. Music like this.
Very nice to know. I soon learned what love was. I thought I knew, but all I've learned has only taught me how to love you. You made me to love me in return. Don't tell me you were fooling after all, for if you turn away, you'll be sorry someday. You left behind a broken doll.
Damn, good way to end up. Broken Doll, Marjorie Stedford taking the vocals. The Australian who arrived in Britain in the mid-1930s and shot up to the top of the pops in less than a year, regular with Jack Jackson at the Dorchester and recorded with, well, all sorts. Phil Green, Geraldo, Jack Harris, Howard Jacobs, Mario Harper, Lorenzi, Carol Gibbons. Marjorie sang with them all with that classic and very distinctive, isn't it? Almost sort of masculine sounding, that deep voice, black velvet, it was described as. I think of black velvet as Guinness and champagne. Guinness and cider, I suppose, if you're not feeling too flush. And went back home again to Australia at some stage or other and worked then under ABC and I think died quite young. Before that, by the way, I should have said it was Artie Shaw. Artie Shaw with Begin the Beguine. Another character who shot to the top fairly quickly, but never ever. You got the impression he struggled. He was a brilliant musician from all accounts and all struggling with perfection, but hated all the other side of the work. And if you're working as a professional musician, yes, of course, you have to be able to play well and for people to like you to make it. But also you've got to go through all the other razzmatazz, haven't you, of contracts and promotions and deals and TVs and et cetera, et cetera. And he hated that. He said he hated being part of the celebrity culture. And I was just reading, I was listening to Marjorie there, that he did an interview with Metronome magazine back in the day. And he said, I don't like the business of music. I'm unhappy in the music business. Perhaps I don't even belong in the music business. I like the music part. But for me, the business part just plain stinks. This is back in the 1930s to 40s, I think. So you think, do things ever change? You always think it's a more gentlemanly affair then, but I'm not sure it was. He also resented the constant pressure put on him by networks and agencies and publishers and promoters, and summed up his feelings in an article in the 1939 Evening Post, a Saturday Evening Post article, where he said, my job is to play music, not politics, and my only obligation is to the people who pay to listen to me. I don't attempt to ram hackneyed, insipid tunes down the public's throat just because they've been artificially hyped to the so-called hit class. The policy of trying to maintain some vestige of music integrity has naturally earned me enemies, people who think I'm a long hair, impressed with my own ability. Nothing could be further from the truth. My faith in dance music, I refuse to call it swing, borders on the fanatic. I've got the utmost respect for the many real musicians who are creating a new music as important as the classics, but no respect for musical clowns who lead an orchestra with a baton and a quip. However, more power to them if they can make it pay. He was quite a spiky character, was old Artie, and eventually walked away from the business altogether. There's a great line here I was reading on Mr. Wiki as well. It said, when Shaw told his agents he was walking away from his big band, they warned him he couldn't do it. He had $1 million in contracts that had to be honoured. Shaw said, I don't care. Tell them I'm insane. A nice young American boy walking away from $1 million. Wouldn't you call that insane? I don't think he was insane, but he was very principled, I think, very bright, and is often the case with people who are genii. A thin line. I think Mr. Musk probably might fall into that category. There's no doubt about his talent. But you do wonder sometimes about, his sort of well-being and his state of mind at times. I suppose if you're that wealthy, you don't have to care. How about a bit of Duke Ellington to restore some sanity to us all? Sounds like a good call to me. Take the A-train. Take it away, Duke. Thank you.
my little pal, so true. You came along, made life a song, fairly. If I lost you, I wonder what I'd do.
There's a fine twofer for you, and again, I would hazard, that's the first time they've been put together. Sally, and Take the A-Train. Duke, of course, taking that A-Train, the classic Take the A-Train to Harlem, I think was it the message he'd written for Billy Strayhorn, had to get to his house. Yeah, first off, Take the A-Train. And then, of course, leading on to Gracie. We've been enjoying our Gracie dropping in and out the last, how many weeks, months? I can't remember now. Sometime. And always good. Some novelty numbers. And that one perhaps of her best known numbers, along with the biggest Aspidistra in the world, I guess, which we haven't played yet, have we? We'll play that in the next week or two. Sally, our Sally. Classic piece of Gracie Fields. Which reminds me, speaking of Gracie Fields and wonderful women artists, I found another collection of women artists as I sort of sift through the great myriad of CDs I've hoisted up here to the Black Satanic Mill from Music Man Towers. Still haven't organised them before anyone asks. I'm working on it. I'll get there, hopefully. The Women Classic, just it's called Just the Women, if you wonder where I was going with that. The Women Classic Female Jazz Artists, 1939 to 1952, featuring Mary Lou Williams, Hazel Scott, Alberta Hunter, Una Mae Carlisle, and others. And to the best of my knowledge, we've not played this one before. A mixture. I know we've done a series of women and jazz before. Not from this one, though. So I thought we might actually give this one a spin over the next few weeks. Great women in jazz. Some wonderful artists there. I mean, I've always been a great fan of Mary Lou Williams. It must be, and Una Mae Carlisle I rather like as well. But I don't think I've heard Helen Forrest singing with Lionel Hampton before. Or the Barbara Carroll Trio. No, I don't think I know that one. Barbara's Carroll. No, there looks some good stuff in that, so we'll give that one a spin in a few minutes and drop in and out over the next few weeks as well. Sounds like a master plan, doesn't it? In the meantime, where are we going to go after that? I've absolutely no idea, but I'll think of something very nice. I know. This is something I haven't done for a long time. Used to be a favourite, both of mine and of the old maestro as well. Billy Mayle with something a bit early in the day to see them in the garden. Always nice when they do, though. Marigold. Thank you. Wonderful stuff, great tune, great pianist Billy Mayle with his classic Marigold, which the old maestro used to play very well indeed. I would hazard to say almost as well as Billy himself. It was, I think, a favourite tune. I often heard him play that one, tinkling in the keyboards. I never mastered it, far too difficult for me. Not an easy piece to play, actually. But yeah, he did it very well. But there again, he played most pieces very well because he was super talented. And he passed some of it on to me. I was probably too lazy to actually work to get anywhere near his standard. So I took up the drums, which seemed vaguely easier. I still tinkle. I keep saying I'll try and get back to it. So I haven't dropped it altogether. It's just all that hard work. If you don't do sight reading, it's just got to work hard. Got to work hard, you'd say. Never been my strong point, working hard. We better have a gold standard, hadn't we? Classics from the Great American Songbook. All right, well, what about this one?
Come on in here, come on in here, Alexander's ragtime band. Come on in here, it's the best band in the land. And you can hear the Swanee River play in ragtime. Come on here, Alexander's ragtime. That raggy beat gets in your feet. Come on. The music, the spotlights, the people, the towns, the thrill of that applause when you go on. You're standing out in front on opening nights, and there's your billing right up there in lights. There's no beat the light show, people they smile when they are bold. Even with a turkey that you know will fold, you may be stranded out in the cold. You wouldn't change it for a sack of gold. You go on with the show. There's no business like a show. Business like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing. Everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere can you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bar. There's no people like show. People, they smile when they are low. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you open and there you are. They say on your dressing room they've hung a star. Let's go on with the show.
Didn't hold back, did she, on that one? Our gold standard, Ethel Merman. Very confusingly, isn't it? It started off and I thought, oh, I played the wrong track. I hadn't. It is indeed right. It is listed on the collection from our collection of gold standards, 40 classics from the Great American Songbook. It is listed as No Business Like Show Business, but of course it starts off, as you might have remembered, with Alexander's Ragtime Band. Confusingly, because a track or two later, there is indeed Alexander's Ragtime Band being sung by Bessie Smith. Yeah, I know. Anyway, they have got it right. It's just a compilation, I think, from a show of one kind. Ethel Merman died back in the 1980s now. Great singer, great actress. Known for that, well, you caught it there, I think, in full flow, powerful, showy voice, ideal for leading roles in musical theatre. And has been called the undisputed first lady of musical comedy stage. Difficult to argue with that, it has to be said. She's known for performances in Anything Goes and Annie Get Your Gun and Gypsy and Hello Dolly and all those ones. And then in films, in Anything Goes in 1936, Call Me Madam, the 1950s, No Business Like Show Business, where I think that was taken from. Any guesses for the year? 1954. And also, which I don't remember, because I have seen this film, It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. She was in that in 1963. I don't remember that. Got a Tony for Best Actress in a Musical for a performance in Call Me Madam, and a Grammy for a Gypsy as well. Super talented, a great character, I think. And what a voice, yes. Once you let rip, I think the whole neighbourhood would know about it. A bit sweeter, Harry Edison. Harry Sweets Edison, perhaps. And a slightly longer one, so you can go and fill up your teapot or whatever you fancy. Put your slippers on. Another log on the fire. Here he is with the boys. Pussy Willow.
Thank you.
Abruptly, you expect it to sort of have a bit more of a flourish at the finish there, don't you? And you're expecting to go or something. But it just goes gone. Nothing. None the worse for that, it has to be said. Who am I to argue with Harry Sweets Edison, for heaven's sake? Great stuff from a Mr. Swing, as he was known. Quincy Jones, I think, gave him that moniker early doors when Quincy was learning the horn and contacted Harry Sweets Edison. He said, oh, it's just the directness of what Harry did that made such an impression on me. He was just totally unpretentious and swung straight ahead. The only way I can sum it up was that he had pure heart. Wouldn't disagree with that. Just called the swing of that album, Harry Edison. Pussy Willow there, of course. Harry on trumpet, Jimmy Forrest on tenor sax, Jimmy Jones piano, Freddie Green guitar, Joe Benjamin bass, and the ever-tasteful Charlie Persip at the drums. But dear me, look at the time already. Woe is me.
Thank you. that I was wrong. I keep singing the whole day long in the mournful minor key. Lack-a-day, woe is me. Woe is me, and now I know that I was crazy to let you go. Love, you got me up a tree. Woe is me.
Woe is me, I set you free. Now I'm sorry as I can be. Ain't you got no sympathy? Oh, woe is me. You were right and I was wrong. Keep singing the whole day long in the mournful minor key. Oh, woe is woe, little odle. Every night the sky is moonless.
Every day is a day for you and me.
Oh, every song I hear is tuneless. Please forgive and let's smile. Oh, woe is me, and now I know I was crazy to let you go. And you got me up a tree. Oh, woe is me, woe little oh.
Me. I told you as well as me. Dinah Miller with Oscar Rabin and the chorus as well. She was an interesting character. Her real name was Winifred, but she changed it early doors to Dinah to avoid confusion with another Winifred when she was in a talent contest at a Tooting cinema, booked to appear with Harold Ramsay's Rhythm Symphony. Very popular before the war with Reginald Williams and Jack Harris, and indeed with Oscar Rabin, as we heard there, with whom she was indeed the vocalist during his very first broadcast. Did very well in the public opinion polls on female singers. And just before the war, she began, or she went over to Denmark. She accepted an invitation to sing in Denmark. But then the war broke out and she was unable to escape the Nazi invasion, got caught up in it somewhat. Known as Dinah Miller, by this time, she was able eventually to decamp to Norway and then to Sweden, where she was allowed to continue performing during the war, despite the fact that her pianist was interned. She came back into Britain in 1945, at the end of the war, to work in somewhere West End clubs and broadcast with Stanley Black. But obviously, I think it obviously left an impression on her because she spent a lot of the rest of her years back over in Scandinavia. I tell you, the stories you could... Well, people have written books about some of these great characters, haven't they? And you read about some of their lives. You just hear their voice, perhaps on an old 78 or something, as I say, from long ago and far away. And you hear a sweet voice or a husky voice or a powerful voice or maybe a reedy voice, whatever. But a voice from some time ago singing in a certain style, maybe of that style, of that era, the swing, or quite sweet, maybe a bit schmaltzy. And it's easy not to associate anything with it at all. And yet, you start reading a little bit of their biographies, little snippets like that, and you think, the lives they had make mine look positively dull, so I can say. Yes. Oh, well. OK, we did promise you some women of jazz, didn't we? From this great compilation that I've found on the shelves, that I've tried to be sorting out a little bit, not with a great deal of success. Just the women, classic female jazz artists between 39 and 1952. And first on the list, one of my favourites, Mary Lou Williams and her Girl Stars with Harmony Grits. Thank you. Great track, great artist, Mary Lou Williams, with her all-girl band. And she was, again, a pioneer, very much in the vanguard of, well, the first, well, one of the very first black female jazz artists to make it on her own. She enjoyed acceptance way back in the 1930s as a composer and pianist with Andy Kirk's band, and then led various small groups with male sidemen, unheard of elsewhere, pretty much, and reacted very happily, I see it's noted here, to the idea of giving work to a few sister musicians for a group assembled in February of 1946, something that Leonard Feather put together on Continental Records. And she just had, yeah, wonderful sort of swinging sound, and I think ahead of her time in more ways than one, Mary Lou Williams. We'll be digging out more from that. The Women, classic female jazz artists, 39 to 52, over the next, I don't know, week or three. Why not? Seems like a good idea. In the meantime, we'll head for a little bit of this man. We haven't had him, I don't think, for a week or two. Jack Hilton. Did I remember? Do I ever remember?
Just how mad about you I've grown. You were in my arms and that was all I knew. We were alone, we two. What did I say to you? Did I remember to tell you I adore you and pray forevermore you are mine?
Did I remember? Well, just about. I eventually get there one way or another, as usually is the case. Jack Hilton, of course, with Pat O'Malley on the vocals. Yet another interesting character with a great little story about Pat O'Malley, who was very successful in the 30s, particularly with Jack Hilton, as we heard him there. Also Mantovani with Charlie Kuntz, J. Wilbur Ray Noble. He then emigrated out to America after he went touring to the States with Jack Hilton, and went on then to, from being a singer, sort of got into film work and a little bit of voiceover work and such like, and got in with Walt Disney back in the heyday. And to the extent that if you have ever watched Jungle Book, yes, the Walt Disney Jungle Book, then the voice of Colonel Hathi, the elephant in Jungle Book, is the man you've just heard singing there, Pat O'Malley. You wouldn't put the two of them necessarily together, would you? But I assure you it is the case. I told you these people have fascinating lives. And when you sort of look back at some of them, or you start playing their music or listening to their voices, as the case may be, then delving into their lives, never less than fascinating, sometimes tragic, sometimes hilarious, sometimes mad, sometimes all three, but never less than interesting. And it certainly makes your own life, at least in my case, feel flat as a pancake. What have I done? Oh, yes, worked at the station, played radios. There we go. Marvellous. And then you read some of these other ones. My goodness, it's what makes doing this programme such a joy. That about rounds it up for another week. The sort of first true programme, I suppose, in 2023. Lots more of them to come. We'll carry on with our Women in Jazz. And if you'd like any little mini-series, drop me a line. It's your show as much, if not more, than mine. I just present it. I come up with my own ideas, but if you've got better ones, I'd love to hear them. Howard Kane at manxradio.com. Or drop us a letter, you know, the address. Yes, you know it all. Manx Radio Broadcasting House, etc. Same time, same place, next week. Cheerio.